And his name is Joey Santuoso, and he said that he does poetry, he does comedy, he does storytelling, slam poetry. I'm not exactly sure what he's going to deliver tonight, but I look forward to hearing him. Please give him a big welcome, Joey Santuoso.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Thank you, Ellen, for having me. I performed this piece on the Ruff Ruffman Show, a PBS special for kids where they do animation, and I did it at the Old South Church for a members' annual meeting. It's called Colors of Copley. Hey, John, come over here. Check this out. She radiates in brilliant hues, you should see her. Reds, yellow, green, and blues, like a song, she can be a simple melody. Notes of mine to quill I find discovery, starting with one, two, three. Or is as complicated as a symphony. To touch her is to bless my hand. Imagine if I were Chopin. John said, try harder. She's an international potpourri of colors, blending orange, hazel, high yellows, red bone, and purple colors. Paintings on Newberry Street sidewalk. Watercolors that run deep into each other like oils. Black iron handrails against the mocha brown skin contrast. Shop red brick buildings against a brown chip stone step. She's a cocoa, copper, caramel, cappuccino, cognac skin. A burnt almond. Throw a little orange hue on that white canvas, Charlie. Make it warm. Give it some value. Descendants of the Mayflower. Mixing with flower power and lots of wallflowers. Generation X to Y, there's a texture warm and solid about her. A black mat with an ornate frame around it. You can't escape the drapery. The purple in the trees coming out, we see their discovery. Oh dang, I thought I was green. Women named Miss, strange and curious. A yellow, golden, brown winter harvest, more like honey, plentiful and lean. Jazz playing softly. She's a subdued hue of colors. She's something magical and tricky, something queer. You can't guess. She could be European, African, Latin, Indian, Asian, Island, Arabian, but she's all American colors that play on my perception of beauty at best. Pure complementary colors are placed next to each other to create harmony of expression. Her colors communicate nuances of impression type colors. It's a composition of behavior that screams surreal. She's no hospital green. She's a decadent bohemian gypsy, a rich color of strawberry and blueberry. She has great sense and sensibilities. John said she's not monochromatic, more complementary in fidelity. The contrast and visibility on this palette of Dolby, there's a nice space around her. Shadows glow. Is she strong like a brownstone building? As majestic as the Old South Church. Is she a cerulean blue water that flows through the hands in the tropics, as refreshing as a warm island rain? She's a blonde ray of sunshine on a city corner of pain. I like the blues. Does it matter? She's a tall glass of water. He said, is she thick like chocolate milk, or would you say water over wine? I said, a thick mist that saturates a taste on a hot city day. No, she's a soft light linen on a summer day with long wavy hair. Like a warm park bench on a sun-filled fall day. Yeah, she's a flannel shirt under a merino wool sweater with corduroy pants on an Indian summer day. I'm trying to describe the holy braille to you, my man. John says, I say, I'll see you later. John says, not if I see you first. Did I mention John's blind? Thank you.
Joey Santuoso, big hand for him.